Welcome to Marketing Tips for Translators, a podcast with marketing and business tips and strategy specifically for freelance translators and interpreters. I'm your host, Tess Whitty, a longtime freelance translator with an education and professional background in marketing. Tune in to hear tips from my own experience or from other translators and industry experts. Before we get started, a quick sponsor message. If you're like most translators, you'd rather spend your time translating than digging through your inbox and different Excel files or doing the numbers. But too many translators spend hours every week manually managing their jobs and clients. Invoicing, financial tracking, and keeping track of all your jobs doesn't need to be so time-consuming. In fact, you can do it easily from one easy-to-manage platform made by and for translators. LSP Expert is a client management, project management, and accounting tool for translators. You can create and send quotes, manage your rates and services for each client, manage projects, and send invoices all from one place. It automatically creates financial reports for you, so you always know the health of your business. Ready to stop wasting time on admin and start spending more time translating? Then try LSP Expert for free for 30 days. Just type lsp.expert into your preferred browser, and if you like it, you can use the code TESS15 for a 15% discount of a new yearly subscription. So that's the code is TESS15. Take your control of your translation business admin today and go to LSP Expert. Hi there. Before we dive into this week's episode, I wanted to let you know about a free masterclass I'm doing for all my podcast listeners and newsletter subscribers on April 28th or on April 30th, 2021, in case you're listening to this later. You can choose the date and time. The masterclass is called Online Marketing for Translators and Interpreters, How to Set Up Your Website, LinkedIn Profile, and Online Presence to Attract Your Ideal Clients to You. The pandemic has changed how we do business, and online presence is more important than ever. You need to be found where the clients are looking, and today that means online. I don't live close to any of my ideal clients, and for me, it's very important to optimize my online platform and attract my ideal clients there. I've received quite a few direct clients through my website and LinkedIn profile. They are my most important marketing tools, and now I share these strategies with other translators. To register for this masterclass next week, please go to marketingtipsfortranslators.com/online-marketing. There will also be a link to this masterclass in the show notes of this episode. Now let's continue with the episode. Hello and welcome everyone. I hope you're all doing well. When recording this, it is actually 1 year since the pandemic just changed our lives. And I am very excited to get my first vaccine today. Now, today we're going to talk about marketing plans, and I am, if you've ever heard me before, a big proponent of having a marketing plan. I have taught it, I have presented on it, and I include it in all my courses because a little planning goes a long way. And with a written marketing plan, we can focus on our translation work, but still continue with our marketing efforts in a structured way without having to spend so much time on it because we've already done it, the planning, and know who to contact when and where. So it's easy to see what tasks we need to do and every week and every month. So I have created a marketing plan for every year and every quarter. Usually I plan at the end of the year and then I review every quarter. And it has helped me a lot. One specific tool I have used is the Simplest Marketing Plan, which is a great service and marketing plan workbook by the marketing mentor, Elise Bennen, the marketing mentor. It is my honor and pleasure to invite her to the podcast today to talk about the Simplest Marketing Plan and how it can help you as much as it has helped me in my marketing. So welcome to the podcast, Elise.
Thank you so much, Tess. It's lovely to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
It's good to have you here. And Elise has also coached me in my marketing before. So first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and your career as the marketing mentor or freelancer.
Yeah, I have been teaching people how to market their services for almost 35 years now, actually. Wow. And I specialize in working with people I call creative professionals or creative freelancers. And that is everything from translators to copywriters to graphic designers to more and more lately other coaches, actually, all different types of coaches like public speaking coaches and other marketing coaches, by the way. Mm-hmm. Because one of the challenges for people who are in marketing and who help market other people is that they can't find the way or the time to do it for themselves. Yes. So that's one of the services I provide. And as I said, I've been doing it for a really long time. And at the beginning, I used to do it for my clients. And then about 20 years ago, I started to evolve the business more toward coaching and teaching and guiding people in the process. And through that experience, I have figured out, in my opinion, which are the most effective marketing tools. Mm-hmm. And it's usually not the ones that you think, and that I've put them into the Simplest Marketing Plan and created a framework, essentially, that is really simple and that connects the dots of your marketing so that you're focused on a particular market and they're getting your message clearly over and over and over until they're in their moment of need. And that's when they reach out to you. And that's the thing that most people have the problem with, is that they don't connect the dots of their marketing plan.
So how did you get into this in the first place 35 years ago? Do you have a marketing education or?
Nope.
Nope.
No, I studied Spanish and French, actually, and thought I might be a translator or interpreter, actually, early on. I don't think I ever told you that.
No.
And yeah, I don't even know exactly why I didn't go in that direction. I found language really easy and came naturally to me, and I lived in other countries and I loved it, but maybe I was just lazy. And when it came to like actually learning what needed to be learned, I was not interested in that. Mm-hmm. So I had two jobs after college, after I got my degree, and I quit the first one because I didn't like it. I got fired from the second one because I didn't like it and I didn't know how to quit. And at that point, I realized I was unemployable, basically, and that I had to figure it out for myself because I just don't like working for other people.
And I'm glad you say that, because yeah. I say that I am unemployable these days, and meaning that we love the freedom and being our own bosses so much that we can't work for somebody else.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't even think I had the language for that at the time, but I just said to myself, I'm never doing this again. I've got to figure something out. And I lived in New York at the time, and all of my friends were creative actors, dancers, singers, musicians, artists, and they seemed really disorganized to me. And there were piles of paper everywhere. And I thought, I can help with that. People seem to be frustrated and overwhelmed by their piles. I can help with that. And so I started helping people get organized. But what happened was, at the bottom of everybody's pile, there was always something that had to do with self-promotion that they had forgotten about or didn't get to or that they had missed. Mm-hmm. And it just was so consistent that I thought, okay, this is clearly the problem. And the clutter is just a way to not even realize you're not doing your self-promotion. And so when we got there, I just started helping people. Oh, this person is asking for some information about your work. Why don't we send it to them? Oh, mm-hmm. good idea. And mm-hmm. so, I mean, marketing is common sense. It's responding mm-hmm. to the market. Mm-hmm. And so I just built a business basically on helping the people in my orbit who seem to need help with something that I thought I could do.
Yeah, that's great. And you seem to have a very good knack for it. And 35 years later, you also have a podcast and you have a coaching business and you have many, many tools on your website that are very, very helpful, I believe. But let's focus on the simplest marketing plan today. Okay. And people can check you out later too. We will share that. So like you heard, I share the importance of having a marketing plan with my when I teach marketing too. And I also use the simplest marketing plan. And I know you already introduced it a little bit for us, but could you tell us more about it, what it contains?
Yeah, definitely. And it's funny because I mean, you characterized it as a workbook, and I guess I could say, yes, it is, but it's actually a very simple 3-page, 4-page at the most PDF, which it looks kind of empty. In fact, I recently had one woman who bought it mm-hmm. and she within 15 minutes asked for a refund because it wasn't what she imagined. She's like, where's the plan? Mm-hmm. And so it's a little deceptive because it's just a structure. It's a framework for what you need to do. And it gives you lots of space to adapt to mm-hmm. your own process. Mm-hmm. And it's a rabbit hole of content, if mm-hmm. you focus on it, which she clearly did not, because there are videos and blog posts
yes.
embedded in it.
Yes.
Where for each tool, if you don't know what it is or you kind of forgot what you're supposed to do with it, you can just watch the video and yeah. then it teaches you again and then you figure out how to use it.
Yes. And I'm looking at it right now. It is month by month. And you define your top 2 to 3 target markets, your income goal, and how to track it, the top prospects, what networking you're going to do, and what targeted outreach you're going to do. You can also use content marketing like newsletter, blog, guest blogging, website updates, etc. So it has a lot and it's very, I find it very useful, but especially your services, because you can also, you provide sort of a monthly or is it weekly? I don't remember.
I think you're talking about the office hours, which
yes.
is the monthly coaching group. It's basically a group coaching session every yes. month that people use for accountability because yes, you can buy the plan, but then people kind of forget about it. They yes. literally forget they have it uh-huh. and stop using it. And most people actually print it out because that helps them remind uh-huh. themselves. But I do offer as part of it a monthly 1-hour meeting where I give a little presentation. I talk about the plan or one of the tools in the plan in a little bit more depth. And then we do some networking, actually. I break people up into breakout rooms and they do some networking. And I sometimes have a guest, like this week, I have a guest coming on who's one of the users of the plan, talking about how he uses it. Mm-hmm. And then I open the floor for the last 15 minutes and answer questions or people share what's working. So it's just a nice way to have people come together to talk about how they're using it or ask questions about the process.
Okay. Yes. So you say on the page of, for the simplest marketing plan that we only need 3 marketing tools to attract our dream clients. Tell us about these 3 tools.
Right. So you mentioned them as you were going through it, and I'll just highlight them because these are, to my mind, the 3 most effective marketing tools for people offering a service. And you have to do them simultaneously together, focused on a particular market. So you need to know what market you're going after. That is actually really important.
Yes.
But let's say you're going after, you know, the cybersecurity market, for example.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 tools are what I call strategic networking, which is not your everyday networking business card exchange. It's very strategic. You know who you're looking for and you know where to find them online in real time or in person, hopefully eventually in real time. And it's like going to a party, basically. Networking, strategic networking is like going to a party where all your best clients are going to be so you can meet them.
Yeah.
That's tool number one.
And do you help with defining that strategic target market?
I mean, in my coaching, I definitely help people do that. But in the marketing plan, there is a video that helps you understand how to choose where to focus. It's called How to Choose Your Focus, I think. Mm-hmm. And that gives some guidance about it. And the thing is about targeting a market, you usually have to try a couple different markets to see which one is going to be the most viable for you.
And that is where a lot of my students get stuck. They feel like they when they choose something, they are stuck there and they're limiting themselves to that area.
Yeah, well, another way to look at that is that you are focusing on a particular market because that is who you are best suited to serve, most competent to serve, and you specialize in them and you're speaking directly to them. And that's why they would hire you over a generalist, basically. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I mean, I'm not going to pretend you're not going to alienate people. You want to alienate people because that's the only way to be a specialist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I got you off there. Okay. What are the 2 other tools?
Okay. So targeted outreach is another one. And that's basically like writing letters. That's the image I like to use because it is essentially hyper customized, super personalized introductions that you do to your ideal clients. And you can, in fact, use snail mail and an actual letter. Nobody's doing it, so it would really stand out.
Yes.
And you tell them you've done your homework, so it's not a mass message, and it's clearly directly to them. And you tell them why you chose them and why you are a good fit for them.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand also through targeted outreach that once is not enough. And if you throw up your hands after reaching out once to someone and they don't respond and you think, oh, this targeted outreach thing doesn't work, then you've defeated the purpose of the whole thing, basically. So it's creating a campaign where you use snail mail and LinkedIn and email and even the audio features on LinkedIn or maybe even the phone. Can you imagine calling someone these days? But you know, all of those tools, you have to decide for yourself which ones make the most sense for your target market and for yourself so that you will actually do it.
Yes. Yes. Very true. And that was 2.
That was number 2. And the 3rd tool is content marketing. I call it high quality pain point content marketing. And that is basically where you are showing what you know about the needs of the prospects and the ideal clients. And part of the problem that often I find people have with content marketing is that they either write about or talk about the things that they care about, but that their clients care nothing about and don't have any interest in and has nothing to do with them. Mm-hmm. And so the key to high quality content marketing is to make it speak to the pain points of your prospects. And one of the universal pain points that I like to use as an example is the flaky freelancer. There are so many flaky freelancers out there that your ideal clients have encountered that they're afraid to hire another freelancer for fear that he or she will be flaky. So you can create content that speaks to the fact that here's what a freelance translator who is not flaky will do. And by the way, that's me. So if you need help, let's talk.
Great. So the three tools are strategic networking, targeted outreach, and pain point content marketing.
That's right.
So really good. Thank you. Okay. So what mistakes do you often see when it comes to these three tools? You mentioned a few.
Yeah. I mean, most people, for example, do marketing in a very haphazard way, and they don't connect the dots.
Yep.
So that's why these three tools are designed to connect the dots on a particular market. They're directed at a particular market. Another problem is people aren't consistent enough. They drop the marketing when they get busy, and you can't do that.
I know we are. I am guilty of that. And I think a lot of others are guilty of that. And that's why I keep hammering that. Do it first. Do it first before you get to your real work. Do it first.
Well, the other thing is you have to have the right mindset to make yourself do it first. And I think what a lot of people don't understand, they think that paying work is the priority because there's money involved. And they don't seem to understand that the marketing, the paying work is your present. It's what you have right now, but it's not your future. And if you don't do your marketing, you have no future clients. You have no pipeline. So you really have to make sure both of those elements in your business get attention. And I personally think, I'm a little biased, but I do think that the marketing is more important than the client work. There are plenty of clients out there. You can always get new clients, but the marketing is you growing your business and taking it seriously and making sure that it gets the attention that it needs.
Yeah. So true. So you also say, I think on the webpage, that we can allocate 30 minutes a day to work on our business and do our marketing. This is something I also stress with my student. So can you give us examples then, practical examples of what we can do or focus on then during these 30 minutes?
Yeah. So first of all, let's distinguish between things that take more time and more focus than 30 minutes. Because I'm not saying you can do everything in 30-minute chunks. You definitely need time to think and focus when it comes to who's your target market. Yeah. Or if you're going to write a blog post, that probably is going to take a little bit longer than 30 minutes. But the important point I'm always trying to make with that is you want to make it a habit. Marketing has to become a habit. It can't be the thing you do when suddenly you look at your calendar and there's no client work there. It doesn't work that way. It takes time to build these relationships. And so you have to develop the personal habit of doing your marketing every day. And we were talking earlier about being a morning person, and I agree that 30 minutes a day, first thing in the morning, ideally, if possible, get it out of the way, kind of like my walk. I get it out of the way so I don't have to think about it anymore all day long. And also early in the week is better for marketing than later in the week. If you have to decide, you know, that you're not necessarily going to do it every day at the beginning, because it takes time to get yourself into the habit. But early in the day, early in the week, I like to say. And so then in terms of what you can do during that time, I mean, LinkedIn is actually more and more one of the kind of magical marketing tools I'm finding. I mean, it doesn't take much. It's all about timing and connecting with people and commenting. And so there's a lot you can do on LinkedIn in 15 minutes.
Yes. That's what I try to do now every day. I have to check emails first thing because I have many clients in Europe. Mm-hmm. So I have to respond to them before they end their days. Mm-hmm. But then after that, I always do the LinkedIn, go into LinkedIn. And I think LinkedIn has become even more important during the pandemic.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when networking stopped, everyone went to LinkedIn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
So, okay.
And then I'll just add one other thing, which is, you know, you can spend time researching prospects for your targeted outreach in 30 minutes a day.
Yes.
And that does not take much time. And you could probably find two or three really good prospects and do your homework so that you prep the next day you do an outreach.
Mm-hmm. And for example, the blog post that does take longer, you can, in 30 minutes, write the outline.
Mm-hmm.
And the next time, write one section in it and stuff like that. But yes, outreach, I think you can do in 30 minutes a day for sure.
Yes.
Once you know who you're targeting, once you've done the research and filled out the marketing plan, the simplest marketing plan.
Yes, exactly.
So, yes. Now I purchased it and I followed it in 2019, and I see that you've added some great new features for 2021. Tell us about these, especially the examples.
Right. So for 2021, this is the Simplest Marketing Plan 3.0. I added examples. I call them excellent examples, mm-hmm. of four people, clients of mine, who are implementing the Simplest Marketing Plan. Mm-hmm. So for example, we have Danielle Hughes, who is a copywriter who loves networking and loves to write, mm-hmm. obviously. And so she has adapted the plan to her process, where her emphasis is on networking because she loves talking to people. And she does a newsletter, an email newsletter, every other week.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, she actually told me day before yesterday, she's got way too much work and she needs help.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to take credit personally for that, but the marketing gets credit for just exposure. Increasing your visibility increases the opportunities and the idea that timing, you know, right, being in front of the right people at the right time when they're going to have their need, and then they find you. And that is definitely what's happening with Danielle.
Yeah. What else? You have podcast episodes and you have checklists and a tracker.
Yes, I have a prospect tracker, which is something that was part of a previous marketing plan, the marketing blueprint, which I sold a few years before, but people mm-hmm. seem to like that. So I integrated it into the Simplest Marketing Plan. And basically what it is, it's not a CRM, a customer relationship management software, but it's essentially an Excel spreadsheet that provides a little bit of automation so that for your targeted outreach, when you're reaching out to people, you don't have to reinvent the wheel every single time, but not so much automation that you can't tailor each message to the person to show them that you did your homework. And so it just helps you track your prospects and do the four-part outreach campaign that I recommend in the planner.
Okay. Great. Now you are a service provider yourself. What marketing do you do? What marketing works best for you?
So I do my own version of the Simplest Marketing Plan. So strategic networking is basically me interacting with creative professionals and other freelancers in as many situations as I can. So I do that. I don't do any targeted outreach except when I want to speak at an event or want to be a guest on someone else's podcast. It can be used for that, for thought mm-hmm. leadership and content marketing as well. But I would say my two best marketing tools are content marketing tools, which allow me to show what I know, to show that I understand people's pain points and that I can help. And also, I think lately, I've been finding that people really just need like a calm presence when they mm-hmm. panic about mm-hmm. their business. Mm-hmm. And I think my calmness comes through in my content. Mm-hmm. So my two best content marketing tools are my email newsletter, which is called Quick Tips from Marketing Mentor, which mm-hmm. I do also send out every other week, just a quick little tip. That is what it is. Yeah. And a few resources. And it just keeps my visibility high. And it generates what I call newsletter magic, which is when someone responds totally not at all about the thing I was writing about or contacting them about, but mm-hmm. just because, oh yeah, I've been meaning to contact her. So let me just respond to this message. That's newsletter magic. And that is what happens with an email newsletter. And I actually did an episode of my podcast, which is my other best marketing tool, on newsletter magic with one of my clients. Her name is Sarah Pike, and she is a laser cutting artist. And she has an email newsletter that also generates this email magic. So I interviewed her about that. So those are my two best tools, the mm-hmm. podcast, the marketingmentorpodcast.com, and the email newsletter, which is Quick Tips from Marketing Mentor.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Where can we find out more about you and your services?
So marketing-mentor.com is the hub of my work. And that's my website, of course. But actually, I'll just give a little shout out to my mother, because she named me a name that if you just put my first name in mm-hmm. Google, you find mm-hmm. me. So all you have to do is search I-L-I-S-E and you'll find me.
Yes, I know. You have a special name.
I do. Thanks, Mom.
So, okay, marketing-mentor.com. And I encourage you to go there. It's a treasure trove of easy-to-use tools to test her out. And I'm a subscriber to your newsletter and I listen to your podcast too. So... very good. Thank you so much, Elise, for this.
Of course, Tess.
And
it's my
for
pleasure.
The simplest marketing plan. I think it's high time for me to resubscribe to it, actually.
That would be awesome.
So, yes, thank you also for all the great marketing tips you are providing in your podcast and in your newsletter. And thank you for the simplest marketing plan, because as freelancers, we sometimes get buried in doing our craft and marketing is put on the back burner, like we talked about. But having this simple marketing plan and using it as a tool, we can bring it to the forefront and spending as little as 30 minutes a day on the marketing and working on our businesses. I can guarantee... almost guarantee that you will start seeing results in just a few months. I know it works for me, and the simplest marketing plan is one way to do this. It has helped me a lot for sure. Now over to the listeners. Do you have a marketing plan? Do you set time aside to market regularly? Please share in the comments in the show notes, which can be found at marketingtipsfortranslators.com/podcast/270. Yay. There you can also share the podcast, check out our sponsor, check out Elise's resources, and write a podcast review. Best way to show the appreciation of the podcast for sure. And you will get all the links we referred to today. So thank you for listening. Thanks again to Elise, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to Marketing Tips for Translators. I hope you found some good tips to apply to your freelance career. If you did, a great way to show this is by leaving a review on your favorite podcast listening app or to share the episode with other colleagues. Do you have a topic, question, or a guest you would like to hear about here? Send me an email to podcast@marketingtipsfortranslators.com.